Facebook is applauding a pending law in Maryland that would prohibit employers from asking prospective or current employees to hand over their login information for social media sites. Another bill that didn't pass would have applied the ban to universities. The employer ban was approved earlier this month. It awaits the governor's signature, and lawmakers in Michigan, Illinois, and California are considering similar measures. But the Maryland Chamber of Commerce is among the ban's opponents. They say social media postings can help weed out bad job applicants, like those at a state corrections department who posed online showing gang signs. Catherine Ho is Capital Business Reporter for The Washington Post. Catherine, let's remind people how it works. If you have someone's username and password on, say, Facebook, you can log in and see all their postings, no matter what their privacy settings are.
Yes, that's right.
And this law was launched by something that happened with a corrections officer. What happened?
Well, a couple of years ago, the State Division of Corrections had this policy that said they could ask for prospective employees' login information. And there was one officer, his name was Robert Collins. He was doing a recertification interview with the supervisor, and the supervisor asked for his Facebook username and password. And, you know, he ended up, you know, handing it over. He felt like he was pressured to do that, but he was very uncomfortable with it. So he, you know, later got hooked up with the Maryland ACLU, and the ACLU is really the organization that kind of got this into the public spotlight. You know, they wrote a letter to the public safety secretary saying, you know, this policy is a violation of privacy, basically, and not just privacy, you know, of Mr. Collins, but of his friends and his family members who might also appear somehow on his Facebook page. So they're the ones that really were behind this change. They got in touch with state legislators, and I guess now here we are.
Well, what is the prison saying in defense of doing this? I mean, what do they find when they go on social media?
Sure. Well, the whole point of the policy is really to screen for any possible gang affiliations of these prospective employees. You know, if you think about the job description of a corrections officer, that's really not something you want them to be affiliated with in their past. So that was really their rationale. It's part of a background check process.
Well, after the ACLU complained, the department did change its policy. But as we said, now the Maryland legislature is involved. They've drafted this bill, which would prohibit employers from asking for password information. But other businesses are upset. What are they saying?
Well, they say, you know, an employer should really be able to know some of this stuff before they hire someone. And whether it comes from their Facebook or their Twitter, it's something that employers want to know before they hire someone. They want to know more about them.
I guess the thing that this bill has also got us asking is, does this mean that if there isn't a law in your state saying that employers can't ask you to hand over your password information, that they can?
They can ask, and you can voluntarily hand it over. There's nothing specific in other states banning it yet. My understanding is it's a relatively rare practice. I mean, not every employer you go interview with is you know, probably going to ask you for that. But this just kind of adds an extra layer of protection for employees to be able to say, no, it's against the law. You know, should an employer ask you for that information?
Well, in the meantime, you know, it's always a cautionary tale. You know, you always say to people, don't put anything on Facebook you wouldn't want people to see. But you can put up privacy settings so only your friends can see things, which is why, you know, employers would have to ask you for the login. And now Senators Chuck Schumer and Richard Blumenthal have asked Attorney General Eric Holder to investigate whether asking for login information during job interviews violates federal law. So that's pending. Meanwhile, where do you think this is going to go? Do you think the sense is that it will be taken up on the federal level?
I'm not sure about that. I think this is something that a lot of states are talking about right now. I think it may be a little early to be talking about federal law, but I do think this is something that's on the minds of obviously a lot of legislators. A lot of employers are talking about it. So, you know, I don't see the issue going away anytime soon. I think it's only going to become bigger and bigger.
I'm thinking, too, that if an employer really wanted to, they could do something, you know, like have their child friend you
and
send a Trojan horse into your Facebook and they can see it that way. I think it's always just a good idea to remember, you know, somebody could get in.
Absolutely. And I think the thing that this bill doesn't deal with is the many other ways an employer can find your tweets if you don't have your privacy settings up. And even if you do, there are plenty of ways that information ends up on the web anyways.
Yeah. Catherine Ho, Capital Business Reporter for The Washington Post. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.
And staying with privacy issues, up next, the Murdoch hacking scandal chugs along. We'll check in 30 seconds here and now.